Got my guests that are hanging out with me here, Captain Munnerlin and Everson Griffin. And Sue Ellen here is from Egan, and she wanted an opportunity to ask you guys a question here. So she's got a question. What do you got?
What are you doing in the off-season to improve your game?
I'm doing a lot. I actually just started back training last week. I'm just working. I'm trying to, you know, strengthen my ankle since I got hurt last year and I played, you know, almost the whole year with a high ankle sprain. I'm watching film, studying my game and see what mistakes I made, see how close I was trying to make some plays and see how close I was to making them. And, you know, trying to get in better shape. I'm always trying to get in better shape. When you get older, so you try to get in better shape quicker, and you try to do things that can help your game out a whole lot. So studying film and trying to get in better shape and try to work on my craft.
I think my whole thing was during the offseason, I usually put on like 15, 20 pounds because I get lazy. But this offseason, I started working back early to keep my body moving so I don't add all that stress to my body. But I'm working with my hand specialist, and, you know, I'm keeping my body moving and studying film and just trying to improve my game little by little.
The 15, 20 pounds is kind of fun to gain, though, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not.
No?
Because it's that hard to take it off.
Well, it's so hard. When you're up in age, it's so hard to get off. I had to learn that when I was 25, it was so easy to lose weight. And my first year with the Vikings, my first offseason, you know, they paid me a little money, and I kind of got a little fat. I came in at 212 pounds, and I was like, wow, you know, to be 5'9", 212 pounds, that doesn't look good at all. So I had to lose the weight. I had to get in shape, and my second year I came in better shape, and I played a whole lot better than I did my first year.
Yeah, now at 44, I can tell you it's a lot harder to take that weight off. Believe me, that's a lot of radio that I've been a part of. So we got the Gamecock and the Trojan, which sounds like a title that you would not want to have people see on your history.
We the real USC. We the real USC. Oh, we haven't won the national championship and the things they won, but we still the real USC. We the real USC, Everson.
You know what? This one I'm going to say. Nothing, because we all know the truth.
Well, look, if you go down south. Nothing. If you go down south. No, listen to my point. If you go down south and you say, I went to USC or SC, they think you're talking about South Carolina.
Right.
But if you go to the West Coast and Midwest and you say SC, everybody going to say, you went to Southern Cal? Because when I came here, I was like, yeah, I went to SC. They was like, man, you went to Southern Cal with Everson? I was like, no, the other SC. So we got our points, but at the same time, they won a whole lot more than we did in Columbia.
I'm trying to figure this out because I was Googling and looking you guys up and getting ready for the show. Cap, a 4.51 40 time. And it says, Ev, you're a 4.46. What? Is that true?
What?
That you are a 4.46 and that Cap is a 4.51?
No way.
Okay, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
He didn't run it at the combine. Combine time.
No, let me tell you.
Not run a 4.4 at the combine.
No, that was high school. When I was in high school, I was 258 pounds at my first scouting combine, and I ran a 4.46 electronic time.
But listen, if you go look at my high school time, you won't believe it. I ran 4.28. And I was 165 pounds. You can Google that.
4.28.
I lied. I ran 4.28.
I lied.
My 100-meter dash time is faster than yours.
I lied.
Everson, I lied. If I lose to a race to you, and no disrespect, you are fast. And you probably, on defense, you probably top 10 fastest.
On what? On the team?
Defense.
No, overall.
Top 10.
Top 10 on defense.
Bro, who's?
In the NFL.
All the defensive backs will beat you in running.
Who will?
We can't lose to you.
Who will? Who will?
Sendejo.
No.
Harrison.
No, absolutely not.
Greenway.
Oh, who?
No.
Anthony Harris?
No.
No.
No, but who? No. Everson, he's definitely one of the fastest guys on the team. And I can respect that. But he got a motor. The guy, he got a motor and he can always go, man. He's always on go, so. But that 40 time right there is definitely wrong. He can have that right now, and we'll talk later on in his off season, and you know we can put a little wage on it if you think so.
We already talked a little bit about the Timberwolves and you freaking out on the side court there, but you also took in the Monster Jam too, Ev?
Yeah, I went to the Monster Jam. You know, I seen the legend, the Grave Digger. I seen I seen a lot of, and they had a girl, the woman. She had the little what's her name? Medusa.
Medusa.
And it was awesome, man. I took my kids, and, you know, I took Grayson, and he loved it, man. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, I never would have thought when I saw that. You were like, oh, was that Monster Jam?
Why
like,
not?
I don't know. I didn't know that you were the Motorhead.
Why?
I didn't know that you loved lift kits that much.
I do. Have you seen my truck?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay,
okay, I got you.
Get in one of my trucks and ride over your whole entire house.
Which probably wouldn't take much, actually.
No, I'm not joking right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everson Griffin and Captain Munderland, my guests here for Vikings Country. We had Sue Ellen talking about and asked you guys what you guys do in the offseason. She's from Eagan. That new facility is getting built right now. And speaking of the new facility, do you think that this is going to be an opportunity this year that the Minnesota Vikings could be the very first team to ever play in their own hosting
stadium? Okay, first and foremost, first and foremost, we got to win games before we get to Super Bowl. We don't need to hear, oh, the Vikings going to be in the Super Bowl. Oh, the Vikings going to do this. Man, first you got to win the game. It starts in OTAs, training camp. And then you got to win the first game. You got to win the second game. You got to make it into the playoffs. You got to do a lot more and just see the Super Bowl. You gotta win games to make it to the Super Bowl. So when people talk about, oh, the Vikings are going to Super Bowl 52, we want to go to Super Bowl 52, but it takes more than hoping and wishing to make it there.
Sure, absolutely, Cap.
Well, I think is this. If I'm not here, if I am here, at the same time, they definitely got the ingredients. They got a great head coach, a great organization. Great defense. You know, defenses win championship. You know, everybody focuses on offense. But defenses win championship. And if you look at last year, we had a great defense. We just fell short. I don't know if we got tired or not on defense. But at the same time, if that defense can just keep getting better and better, and Everson keeps sacking the quarterback, and Xavier Rhodes keep covering people, and Harrison keep coming down, smacking people, they definitely got a chance. They definitely got a chance to win the Super Bowl, and I hope I'm a part of that.
Yeah, you're not liking that when he keeps saying they, are you?
I'm just saying, I'm not here.
No, I know.
From a business standpoint, if I'm not here, I wouldn't say, you know, if I go to another team, I was like, man, no, they going to suck. No, because that's not true. That's not true, man. They definitely got a great defense. They got a great head coach. They got a great leader. So they definitely going to be in position to win football games to make that next step.
But as we continue here tonight, we were talking about Greenway, threw that name out there. Chad, getting a little up there, but you think he's going to return?
I don't know.
He spent a lot of time on that field in that last game afterwards. Pretty much the lights went out at US Bank Stadium, and he and the family were still taking pictures.
He was very emotional. But at the same time, Chad is a warrior. I don't know if he wanted to end it like that. I think he wanted to give himself a chance, you know, to make it to the playoffs, to make that Super Bowl run. I can't speak for him, but at the same time, I don't know if he wanted to go out like that. But at the same time, he had a great career. Chad is a great person on and off the field. He's a great teammate. And I hope he's come back and give himself another shot. But if he don't, he had a great career. And, you know, I think he definitely left a great legacy behind.
You know, with Chad Greenway possibly maybe not returning, and maybe, you know, Terrence Newman, he'll probably play until he's at least 65.
he's so old. Still balling.
Yeah, but back on Chad, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. You know, he led the Minnesota Vikings in sacks for 8-9 years, you know, when he was in his prime. And, you know, he still could do it at a high level, but it's really up to him. You know, he got enough money in the bank. You know, he's building a big, beautiful house on Lake Minnetonka, and, you know, he could do pretty much what he want. I want him to come back because he's a real good leader for our team, and he's a special guy because he brings that, I call him, you know, greens. You know, he always bought the money, baby, and, you know, and he got to keep on doing it that way.
Do you think there's any chance that Harrison Ford was actually your pilot when you guys were in Green Bay?
Probably so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That was crazy. Why even bringing up Green Bay, man? That's so long ago. We got to move on. See, that's what people see. You dwell in the moment too much. See, you one of them guys that always like bringing up the past.
But I got a crazy story.
Dwelling
for y'all,
in
though.
The moment.
I got a crazy
Why
story.
Why you dwell
for y'all?
In the moment
no,
so
no,
much?
No, no, I got a crazy
I like
story.
Getting
for
you
y'all.
Worked up.
You kill me, man, with that.
No.
You always dwelling in the moment.
I got a crazy story
Let
for y'all.
Let that go.
That happened to Green Bay when they went to Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yes, I found out. That same thing happened to Green Bay when they tried to take off. You know, to get to Atlanta, they had to drive different airports and everything, and they didn't get to Atlanta till like 10:45 that night.
And
have you ever been in a hotel where someone pulled the alarm and stuff like that? You heard about
yes,
the Boston
yes,
fan
I,
that did that?
I definitely been in a hotel yeah. before, especially in college. You know,
when an alarm goes off.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, no, but they did it on purpose trying to wake
yeah,
up
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, crazy people do it all the time in college. Yeah. College atmosphere is way crazier than the NFL. I remember when we was playing Florida, we had students that get Tim Tebow number, and they kept calling him all night. Tim Tebow, yeah. And he scored a touchdown on us, and guess what he did? Call me. He did that to us.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. What
they
happened? What happened? The lights going off. What going on now? Right. Can you please turn back on the lights? I'm scared. You know, black people scared of the dark. We scared of thunder. We scared of darts and spiders.
I'm scared of dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Dogs freak out?
No, spiders. Snakes?
Dogs.
Yeah. I think everybody's afraid of snakes.
I can't go to B-Rob's house because I'm scared of his dog.
Really?
Yeah. He had to pull him up every time.
I miss white chocolate.
He's fishing right now, no
of
doubt.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
He better get right, though.
He looks ridiculous with all those different logos on him and everything.
He's,
he's driving NASCAR or something.
Yeah. he's a different breed, man. I went out there fishing with him one time, and he took me all the way to Lake Mille Lacs. And it was a two-hour drive. We got out there, and we get on the boat, right? And it was a thunderstorm. And we go out there with his buddy, Jeremiah. So we get out there. His other boy's on the other boat, and it's a storm. So it was a storm. So all the static electricity, his hair was up like this. I said, B-Rob, if you don't turn this boat around and get me off this water right now, we going to fight. You can ask him. I was like,
fight.
That was my first time ever fishing, and I had that experience like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like, time to go.
That doesn't
and it ruined my whole fishing trip. My whole fishing trip.
Well, you fish now with the kids and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but just not with B-Rob at all.
I don't fish. I'm not a fisherman.
Not at all?
No. I'm not a fisherman. I'm more of a, I don't know what I am. I don't know. I like driving fast. I'm into cars.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got he's fair a amount of rides? Or?
Yeah, I'm about to do old school coming up this offseason. I'm just looking for the right. I had a 1967 Chevelle.
Nice.
I had it. It was a body that I had to fully restore.
Yeah.
But I just bought a house out of Minnetrista, so I'm thinking about doing myself. Me and my wife's dad, we're going to restore a car. And
well,
his brother know how to do it. Everybody,
I have old school for you.
Nah, I want to do it myself. Your old school ugly, and it don't ride like mine. It's ugly. Black. That black with a drop top.
Yeah.
Raindrop. Drop top.
1971 Chevelle, man.
I like 67.
Nice.
I like
nice.
Big bodies.
Yeah.
I like big bodies.
Captain Munnerland, Everson Griffin here, Vikings Country, our off-season edition of this. Nicole Kidman was just telling a story about her first kiss. It happened when she was skipping out of school and was watching The Shining, of all movies, and that was where her first kiss actually happened. So she was like, I think 13 at the time. Made me wonder, do you remember your first kiss, Ev?
Yes, I do. Honestly, truthfully. My memory is like, I got unbelievable memory.
You
like,
do.
My memory is off the charts. I swear. I can remember. Okay. But my first kiss was in kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Ooh. You going fast.
We
you
were at
early.
Estrella Mountain Park. It's in Arizona. Estrella Mountain Park. We took a field trip there. A little girl named Sarah.
Yeah.
We were in the tunnel, and we gave each other like a little peck. And that was it. That was my first kiss. Promise. Kindergarten. I remember my memory crazy.
Wow, kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Can you top that there, Cap?
No. I can't top that.
Kindergarten.
I thought girls had the cooties in kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah. Definitely, I was afraid of girls back then.
Probably middle school when I was like 7th, 8th grade. Like I said, back in the day, I thought girls had the cooties. I was like, no, don't touch me. You got the cooties. So, yeah, definitely was 7th, 8th grade for me, Everson. You move fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Fast. No, kindergarten, I promise you. It was another series. And then my first makeout session probably was first grade. And then
first grade?
Yeah, my first makeout kiss probably first grade. And and I don't want to go into further detail,
jeez.
But, you
wow.
know. And then from then on, it got on and popping.
I heard it.
that was second grade probably then, I guess?
Yeah.
There we go.
not second grade. Nah.
Man, unbelievable.
You're something serious.
That's why I'm so crazy right now.